We bring in Hog Country Online's Andy Hodges. Andy, are you surprised at Bobby Petrino becoming the next head coach at Western Kentucky?
Yeah, I kind of am. I thought he would be at a couple of other places. I thought he had a legitimate shot. Well, I know that he had a couple of other offers that were extended to him, and for whatever reason, those didn't work out, and I don't know the details of why they didn't. And I think Western Kentucky happened to be a good fit because his family still, I think, considers Louisville their home more than any other place that they've lived. And it's only an hour and a half or so away. And the great thing about Western Kentucky, it's right down the road from the Corvette Museum.
How much?
Where they build the Corvette.
So he's trading in the Harleys for the Corvettes?
I don't know, but I'm getting a C7 next year, and that's where I'm going to pick it up. So,
how much did it factor in a head coaching job instead of being an offensive coordinator maybe at a bigger school?
I think he's more interested in proving that he can be a head coach again, that he can be the face of a program again and rebuild his image and rebuild the winner's image that he has. And there's nothing better than coming to Western Kentucky because, guys, now it's easier for one of these schools, like in the Sun Belt, to make it to a BCS game. Northern Illinois proved that this year. You know, I mean, is there any doubt Northern Illinois deserves to be in a BCS game?
Well,
I mean, I don't think they do.
And we went over their non-conference schedule next year, and the only real team that they play that's just going to be more talented is Tennessee. And Northern Illinois had one loss, right, and made it to a BCS game.
Western Kentucky plays Kentucky, Tennessee, Army, and Navy in their non-conference schedule outside of the Sun
Belt. And they beat Kentucky last year.
Right.
And they probably will again.
I think so too.
With his offense, you know, if he's got the players on campus, and this is what he said in the press conference, he's got to evaluate the players on campus and see what he has, and then he'll have a better idea of how quickly it comes together. But I think the job that Willie Taggart has done the last couple of years at Western Kentucky, I think it's I don't think I'm too far off when I say he's probably walking into a situation with what he wants and what he needs. He probably has more players at Western Kentucky to do his system than he had in 2008 when he walked on the campus in Fayetteville.
Well, maybe for the talent that you're going against, but there's not more talent at Western Kentucky.
When he walked in, the competition
level that he's playing against, I could see that, yeah.
Andy,
I mean, you know, Bobby made Casey Dick a decent quarterback in the SEC, and who would have thought that could happen?
Andy, when you look at the job Brett Bielema has done since he's been on campus as the head coach of the Razorbacks, a little over 5 days now on campus, 6 days, I guess. It was almost this time last week that word was starting to seep out that he was the choice to lead the Arkansas Razorbacks going forward. Assess his time on the Hill so far.
I think he's done everything correctly. He's hit the ground running with recruiting. He's taken a fairly low profile on the assistant coach's situation. He hasn't, at least to my knowledge, the people that I have talked to on campus and off campus, everybody is just really high on the guy that he's coming in with a fairly low profile, if you can be that in this high profile situation that he's in. And he's doing the main thing. He's impressing the recruits. I don't think any of them have just flat said, you know, they're switching their commitment after talking to them. And I think he's talked to all of them. And to me, that's the most important thing. And I'm watching real close to see what he does with Tenpenny. If he can flip Tenpenny from Alabama to Arkansas, this thing may take off like a rocket ship, guys.
On our Keithley Service Company Live Fan Feedback, Brad and Bryant, any information on Nick Saban's in-home visit with Tenpenny? Andy, I was on the phone with you yesterday when I turned to my left driving by the airport, and I said, oh, looky there. I just missed him by a little bit. There is Nick Saban on the Alabama jet about to take off runway 4 left here in Little Rock. And he was in town, met with went over to North Little Rock, met with the coaching staff there, saw Alti's parents yesterday evening. He got the news of Bobby Petrino while he was there in the coach's offices of North Little Rock and said, look, Western Kentucky has a good football team. They played us one of our toughest games of the year there at Alabama this year.
Right, and that was the game, if you remember, that Nick just went off on everybody about dismissing Western Kentucky as Alabama not having a chance, and Nick went off on the media about downplaying the opponent. And Western Kentucky is not a bad team. Western Kentucky gave Alabama fits. If you can give Alabama fits, they ought to be in pretty good shape for Kentucky and Tennessee next year, I think.
Yeah, and the most asked question, I'm sure you get it all the time, is, you know, who is he going to hire for his OC in D.C.? My question is, how much control, is it all him or is Jeff Long going to be in that process too when it comes to bringing the assistant coaches in?
My reading on Jeff Long and the way he deals with his head coaches is he is pretty much what the head coach wants is what the head coach gets, unless it's just something, you know, totally
the price
off
range.
The wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I think he sets a budget for the head coach, and he pretty much lets the head coach sink or swim with who he hires. At least that's the read that I'm getting on how Jeff Long does. We've only got a 5-year track record on him, you know, so it's really hard to know exactly how he does that. But I haven't seen a single bit of signs of interference. I've not heard one rumbling of that. I haven't seen any of the rolled eyes and things that you usually get when there's an athletic director that interferes in the process.
When you saw the letter that Brett Bielema wrote to Jeff Long in September, what was your initial reaction to what he said?
Hire me. I mean, that was a application for the job, as the way I read it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can term it however you want to, but that was the politically correct way to say I'm available if you're interested. At least that's the way I read it.
Right. Switching gears to basketball real quick, Arkansas on the road at Michigan this past Saturday. Didn't go well for the Hogs. Free throw shooting, not able to get to the line. They shot well once they got there, but they only got there four times. 75%, 3 out of 4. Michigan goes to the line much more. I believe they were 15 of 18. Andy, now that the tough part of this non-conference schedule is behind them, they're in the finals this week. They don't come back on the court until Saturday. Assess where this basketball team is right now that Mike Anderson has up there on the hill.
I think in some ways this team is better than Mike thought it was going to be at this point. I know he would like to have more wins, but they have played well. They haven't been blown out by Syracuse or Michigan, and those are two top 10 programs, two top 10 teams this year. We're not dealing off, you know, history. We're talking about right now, these are two top 10 teams, and Arkansas wasn't blown out by either one of them. And if they had had just a little bit more experience, I think, against Michigan, that game would have been interesting down the stretch because they cut it to 1 in the second half, and they just didn't have the experience and the ability to take it to the next level. I think there have been some surprises on this team. I think Kiko Haydar has emerged as maybe one of the best shooters, and I think he's going to be somebody that's going to have to be reckoned with down the stretch, because right now I don't know that anybody's better outside shooting for the Hogs than Kiko Haydar is, and it's a, you know, one of those good feel-good stories. But the guy goes out there, he hustles, he runs in all directions. It's almost like he doesn't know what he's doing and trying to do everything out there. But then again, when he gets the ball at the three-point arc, he hits nothing but net. I'm almost willing to take points away from him when he hits the rim, because
yeah,
he just doesn't hit the rim very often.
He can definitely shoot, that's for sure, but he is kind of a defensive liability when you have him out there in this system. And you got B.J. Young and Marshawn Powell, who we know can play with anybody. Who is going to be that third guy? Because when you talk about a little more experience, if they had that third guy, where Kiko can kind of hang around the three-point line, but you need that third guy. You don't want Kiko to be your third guy. Who do you see on this team that could step up and really help this team?
I don't know. Nobody, Matt, to me, has shown it through these tough games.
Yeah, that's what scares me.
Step up, you know, and Kiko's the guy, and they may have to live with it, you know, for a while until somebody decides that they're going to step up. I get so frustrated because I want Kai Madden to take these shots that he gets that he ends up passing the ball away on. Because Kai is a good shooter, and it's frustrating to me knowing Kai and knowing the background when he passes up the three-point shots that I think, just nail it, son. You can do it. Just nail it. And he wasn't. He passes it off.
Andy, what's the big story in Hog Country online today?
Well, we had a story where Derek Oxford, who works with us, has been contacting some of the recruits and their opinion on Bielema as he has been contacting them and working his way through the system. I think the big key on Brett Bielema's first year of recruiting is what happens in Little Rock with Tenpenny and Hunter Henry, who has been the quiet man. We haven't heard anything about Hunter Henry's recruitment.
Mm-hmm. What about the rumors of Saban potentially going to the pros? Could that help convince Tenpenny that Alabama might not be the school for him, that staying home at Arkansas would be his best decision?
Well, let me put it this way. If I was recruiting, I would say, you know, Nick may not be there all 4 years that you go to school there, son. He may haul off and go to the NFL because he may get bored with winning.
Bored with winning national championships. Yeah.
Well, you heard his wife on TV or on the radio talking about there's not as much joy. It's more relief when he gets a victory now.
Yeah, I mean, and it gets to that point. I know Jimmy Johnson got that way a little bit at Miami, which is why the Dallas Cowboys position was so intriguing to them. Some of these guys like the process of building a winner. They don't do as well maintaining it.
Andy, as always, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, see you guys.